But it's down to Pallone Ranger and Jeremy's Jet. Which of these will take the lion's share of $1 million? Jeremy's Jet on the inside, dead game, captures the Metro.
Moving pitchers from the backfield is coming on. Moving pitchers on the far outside, reaches up for Mark McDonald to win the Breeders' Crown open mare pace. It is moving pitchers.
The Grey Gladiator, the Gladiator Gris, l'a fait encore une fois, une 74e victoire en carrière.
Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Borg from the home offices at Rideau-Carlton Raceway. Oui or no? The latest on the Quebec racing situation. And will Montreal still have racing for the time being on the historic Blue Bonnet site? Fresh info on this situation from Richard Carper, head of ATAC. That and more when we come back on Trot Radio.
August 20th through 23rd, Sarnia will come alive with the first ever edition of Adrenaline, an event that will combine world-class horse racing and entertainment. Sunday is Family Day, and Adrenaline has an amazing show with the famous McCann Dog Show. Enjoy a pizza lunch with the racing mascot Willie Wynn and friends, the Giddy Up and Gallop Walk and Fun Run, and an educational trip through the world of horses with Equimania. Adrenaline's so much more than racing. Purchase a Family Pass online by July 1st for only $24. Go to AdrenalineFest.ca.
Welcome back to Trot Radio. Richard Carper, who in addition to recently being named as a member of the Board of Directors of Standardbred Canada, has been involved with the Quebec Horsepersons Association for quite some time. He is the president, as a matter of fact, of ATAC, and most people wouldn't want that job for all the tea in China, I guess. Lots to talk about with Richard, who is on the other end of our line. First of all, we've got news on the new bidders for the assets of Attraction Epique. We'll get to that in a moment. But right now, the question with all that's going on is pretty obvious, Richard. Where do you go from here, Richard?
Well, at the moment, there are three possible bidders on the whole industry. There's two bidders to buy the assets and continue racing, both of whom I believe would like to see Montreal start up again. The third person would be Mr. Massicotte himself, who announced in court the other day through Richter that he would be interested to continue operating if none of the bids were acceptable. He'd try and make an arrangement with the creditors himself.
Okay.
So that's where we stand. And that's to be, by Tuesday, the judge is to make a decision as to whether she gives the extension to work out these offers or not.
Let's talk about Montreal, because the city owns the track. You've said that there's some hope versus hope that Montreal racing can continue, but it certainly isn't going to continue on the property that the assets are on right now, is it?
Well, it certainly doesn't look like it, because right now SONAC, which is a government agency that owns the racetrack, has said there will be no further racing in Montreal. The property's for sale, period. The people who are bidding for the assets are hoping that they can convince the government to allow them to hold a meeting there for 1 or 2 years, giving them time to build another racetrack somewhere.
Okay, well, that's good. What about that piece of property that was seriously looked at? I think it was on the north part of the island of Montreal.
They never did come up with a property that was acceptable to the municipalities on the north shore. And by the time they were getting real serious about it, Attraction Epique couldn't afford it anymore. There was another piece of property they looked at down on the riverfront in Montreal. There are people looking at different properties, but all of those are two-year projects, I guess.
And, you know, if they're allowed to race in Blue Bonnets, let's call it, for 2 years, it might allow them to raise some capital and have it somewhere. So no real definitive land being looked at. Of course, all this is under the seal of the courts while this ruling on the extension takes place, correct?
Right, but at the same time, the official statement is there will be no racing. Of course, the government may change its mind once the protection is gone for Attraction Epique. But at the moment, they've said it's for sale. There'll be no further racing.
And all we can do is hope for the best. My thanks to Richard Carper. Here's some good news on the racing front. Just talked to Lee Drake at Harness Racing PEI, who tells me that Vance Cameron, the voice of harness racing in that beautiful province, is recovering very well from that heart attack he suffered a couple of weeks ago. He was transferred to hospital in Halifax. Drake tells me that he did undergo a procedure. There was a shunt installed to help with the flow of blood to the heart and back, and he's responded very well, and according to Lee Drake, he's looking forward to getting back to work quite soon. So all our best wishes going out to Vance Cameron. That's it for this edition of Trot Radio, a presentation of Standardbred Canada, brought to you by Board Communications.